I'm Jake Sherman.
And I'm Darren Davidson.
And this is Kootenai Morning. Local environmentalists are sounding the alarm over BC timber sales plans to log within a few hundred meters of known mountain caribou habitat north of Kootenai Lake. There are only 26 caribou left in the severely endangered Central Selkirk Mountain caribou herd. Valhalla Wilderness Society founder Craig Pettit is here to share his organization's concern and point of view on the issue. But while he's here, we're hoping he'll share a little bit more about his noteworthy career in the environmental and conservation field. Craig, how are you doing this morning?
Just fine. Thanks, Darren.
Hey, Craig, thanks a lot for being with us. We should mention that Craig was a co-founder of the VWS. He helped found the Valhalla Wilderness Society in 1975. Holy smokes. That organization has won and lost some big battles, and Craig's shared the green fight with some heavyweight names on the modern-day Canadian environmental stage. Craig, just to put things in context right off the bat, who was the prime minister when you start when you helped start the VWS?
And what well, that were... had me thinking a bit. That was a long time ago. And Trudeau mania had swept the country, and we were in the later years of Pierre Elliott Trudeau's prime ministership. And trying to think back about the music, I guess one that is outstanding was the band disbanding, and their final "The Last Waltz" was
a classic.
Music from that was hitting the charts.
A classic, yes, that is it. For anybody who's never actually seen, there is a video. I believe there's a movie, "The Last Waltz." It's it's remarkable. The soundtrack. I remember I had that soundtrack when I was a kid, and it came on two cassettes. There was so much material. There was two cassettes, but yeah, it was a great lineup. Well, that's a great hearkening back to back in the days when the fires of environmental crusading were first lit on you, and we're lucky you've been around doing what you've done. Let's delve, Craig, into the history of the VWS in a little bit. But first, can we get to the gist of your concerns over potential logging plans on the west side of Duncan Lake and the Lake Creek watershed? You say that BC Timber Sales is helping to push these caribou right off the face of the planet. These are animals that, according to a 2018 Environment Canada study, were declared under imminent threat and of, quote, particular concern. So, Craig, the question to you, how dire is this matter for this species, and what, if anything, can be done to save them?
Well, this matter is extremely dire. The mountain caribou or deep snow caribou are the only caribou in the world that migrate in the winter up into the high country to deep snow. There has to be a minimum of 1.5 to 2 meters of snowpack on the ground. And this platform allows caribou to feed on hair lichens growing on the subalpine trees. And no other species in the world does this, nor does any other caribou, which makes these caribou very unique and means that we can't go into the big populations of herds up north and merely transplant caribou down here. That's why various transplants over the years into these mountain caribou or deep snow caribou herds have failed. And their situation is plummeting. The deep snow caribou were first recognized by the Federal Species at Risk Act in 2003 as threatened. COSIWIC, the agency that advises the Species at Risk Act, has since raised their danger rating to endangered.
So Craig, speaking of them being endangered, a bit of a critical question. Some might ask, with that few of the Selkirk herd left, are they too costly to save?
Well, what do you call costly? The Species at Risk Act primarily states that even if that herd or if these herds are wiped out, a reasonable attempt has to be made to try recover those animals back to the landscape.
Mm-hmm. So this is
law. It is far cheaper to maintain whatever animals are there first and try to recover from that, rather than pushing them to ground zero and trying to start from scratch.
Which logging companies?
Secondly, these are the only caribou left south of the Trans-Canada Highway in all of Canada.
Okay. Craig, which logging companies, if you had to guess, would likely secure the harvesting licenses up in that neck of the woods?
Well, it's that's a very difficult guess because BC Timber Sales puts these cut blocks up for open auction.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the highest bidder with a good track record could get these timber sales. However, if we look at the way the past 5 years has gone, the dominant companies that have been buying up these sales have been Cooper Creek Cedar and Porcupine Forest Products. Now, there's a strange relationship between these two companies. Registered professional forester Bill Castell appears to own Cooper Creek Cedar, but he is also the woodlands manager of Porcupine Forest Products.
Ah, okay.
So
okay.
There's a non-arm's length kind of agreement going here. Cooper Creek Cedar seems to be selling most of their wood to Porcupine, if not all of it. So I don't know quite what all the ins and outs are here, but basically, although there seems to be two companies, the wood is dominantly going to one place, and that's the Porcupine Mill down in the Selmo area.
We're going to have Forest Minister Katrine Conroy on the show Friday, Craig. What should we ask her in regards to this issue?
A very key one would be, is why is her ministry and the John Horgan NDP government so firmly opposed to granting logging and road building moratoriums on all habitat within 5 kilometers of known caribou occupation? Until her very same ministry's BC Caribou Recovery Team has had a chance to draw up federally legislated caribou herd plans as required by the Species at Risk Act. These plans are something like 6 to 7 years overdue and are basically in contravention of the intent of the Species at Risk Act.
I was typing as fast as I could. I got that one down, so we'll make sure and ask her that on Friday. We're just speaking
okay,
with...
Okay, if you don't have it, I can email it to you.
Okay, I bet you can. Okay, we're just speaking with Craig Pettit from the Valhalla Wilderness Society here, if you're just tuned in, folks.
Quickly, Craig, in a sentence or two, the Zinkton proposal in your neck of the woods was just recently given the green light from the provincial government. What's the Valhalla Wilderness Society opinion and reaction to that?
Well, we were certainly very disappointed that they've been given the go-ahead to enter the second stage of planning. It means that the government isn't paying attention to the hundreds and perhaps thousands of letters of opposition that this proposal raised. And also by further granting it, it means that Zinkton's rights become more entrenched, and then to get, should it be discovered as in jumbo, that it shouldn't go forward, it's going to cost the taxpayer money to buy them out because of their investment.
We should note, though, Craig, that, and you know these processes better than we do, there are two more instances in which the public can provide feedback after the formal presentation, which is where what they have been granted the go-ahead to do. After the formal presentation is done, there is then a second public opinion period, correct?
I believe so, and I hopefully the public will be on top of this, but the fact that with the shoddy information provided in the EOI, there was enough instance there that this should have been sent back to redo the EOI process rather than go forward with the second stage of planning.
Certainly not the last time we'll talk to you about this issue. It's going to be around for a bit, and it's quite a hot potato up there. Craig, to the legendary history, the legacy of the Valhalla Wilderness Society, formed in 75, what do you consider some of the Society's great wins over the past 40-some-odd years, and some of its losses?
Well, for sure, our greatest win was the establishment of Valhalla Park as a legacy for all people.
Yeah.
Over those 40 years, we've been involved and responsible for over 500,000 hectares of Crown land being protected as parks and sanctuaries, both for human spirit and wildlife species. This includes areas like on the Mid-Coast, the Kootsmateen Grizzly Bear Sanctuary, headed by our director, Wayne McQuarrie, and the Spirit Bear Sanctuary of the Great Bear Rainforest, and closer home, the Goat Range Park. I guess our losses can be best epitomized by the continuing extirpation of herds of deep snow caribou.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
These are critters of the interior rainforest, and we're seeing that these forests are continuing to be lost by clear-cut logging.
Well, that's a big issue. If that's the big one, the big one you guys have lost, that puts things into perspective. It sounds like it's still a very contentious issue and a fight that is not over quite yet.
Craig, you've spent your life fighting what many would consider the good fight. What's been your takeaway? What have you learned throughout the course of all your political activism?
Well, the one thing, I wished I could have done more. And also, what we have achieved couldn't have been done without the support of people from all over BC and all over Canada. And it's been great to work with these people, and it's been their support and energy that have given myself and my fellow colleagues the energy to continue on, that we are not doing this on our own or as a personal agenda. It's representative of the will of the people across this country.
Craig, we did want to get in to talk to you a little bit more about some of the great names that you had worked with in the past, like Colleen McQuarrie, the Begroon family, and some of the other perhaps more unsung heroes. But it's a big story, and there's lots to talk about, not only now, but going forward. So we'll put that one in our back pocket till next time we get around to chatting with you, and we sure appreciate you filling folks in on where things are at with the deep snow caribou. We will ensure that Minister Conroy receives some of your questions on Friday to see what she has to say.
Okay, and thank you very much for this time to highlight this issue.
You bet, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
That's Valhalla Wilderness Society co-founder Craig Pettit, local environmentalist, are sounding the alarm over BC timber sales plans to log within a few hundred meters of known mountain caribou habitat just north of Kootenai Lake. Craig's had a pretty noteworthy career in the environmental and conservation field, founding the Valhalla Wilderness Society 45 years ago, back when the first Trudeau was in charge and the band was just breaking up. You want to learn more, you can visit vws.org.